You're listening to The Morning Cup on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Marisa Waddell, sitting in for Neil Losey today, and I have a couple of guests in the studio, singer-songwriters Anna Tivel and Chris Beeland, who will play a concert and dinner at the Guild Hall in San Luis Obispo on Wednesday, October 11th. The dinner, concert, and a talk by local sculptor David Citino Scott runs from 5:30 to 9:30 that night. Anna Tivel is a touring musician who has won both the Telluride Troubadour Contest and the Kerrville New Folk Contest. She's from Washington State and calls Portland, Oregon home. Chris Beeland lived in Bend, Oregon for many years, where he met Anna Tivel, but now he lives on the Central Coast. He's played at the Live Oak Music Festival and makes appearances at wineries and other venues around the area. Welcome to both of you.
Oh, thank you for having us.
It's such a pleasure.
It's good to be here.
So I thought maybe we would just start right out with a song. Anna, why don't we do one of yours?
Great. All right. Chris just learned the harmony on this one, so we're going to do it together. Come up to the house and ring the bell. Beware, the second step is rotted through. And all across the lawn, the fallen leaves. Behind the door, the shuffling of feet. A face appears between the parted blinds, just haunted by the heaviness of time. And click the lock and slowly creak the door. But nobody remembers anymore. Nobody remembers anymore. It's just another story that never got told. An ordinary dance across an ordinary floor. And nobody remembers anymore. Inside the house, the air, it doesn't move. A TV set recycling the news. Pictures on the table by the stairs, just gather in the dust of passing years. And everything is changing in this town. The supermarket aisles are bright and loud, and telephones and complicated wars. But nobody remembers anymore. Nobody remembers anymore. It's just another story that never got told. An ordinary dance across an ordinary floor. But nobody remembers anymore. And oh, oh my God, I wanted to do something great. Guess that'll do anyway. And all the kids are grown and gone away. You know, times were tough, but they turned out okay. They come to visit once or twice a year. They clean the gutter, fix the broken stair. And who will ever know the time is right? And the lucky ones, they just turn out the light. Close their eyes and let their breathing slow. Nobody remembers anymore. And nobody remembers anymore. It's just another story that never got told. An ordinary dance across an ordinary floor. But nobody remembers anymore. An ordinary dance across an ordinary floor. nobody remembers anymore.
Well, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Talk about that song, Anna.
I was doing some delivery driving for Meals on Wheels a bunch last year, and there was one man who I would always stay and talk with, and he would tell all these great stories about his life, and he'd lived in that town, this little town in Oregon I was living in, his whole life. And at the end of one of the conversations, and he told me all these beautiful things, and he said, "But nobody remembers anymore." I just sort of thinking about how you can live what feels like a small, simple life to you, but how much ripple there is to even a small, ordinary time.
I'm talking with Anna Tivel and Chris Beanland, who are going to be playing at the Guildhall Gardens in San Luis Obispo on Wednesday, October 11th. And Anna, you have a new album out.
Yeah, it just came out 2 days ago. It's called Small Believer, and that song's on there. There's a lot of story songs on this album.
You tend to be a kind of a story writer in your music. And you too, Chris. Tell me, how do songs come to you? We'll start with you, Anna.
I think it's a total mystery. I think it always will be, probably. But a lot of, I don't know, I think you're wandering around in the world and things strike you and they sort of stick in you somehow, even if you don't know it. And then you're messing around on the guitar, or you're walking, or you're driving, and a line comes to you, and then you're just like off running with this weird idea that doesn't feel like it's yours. And yeah, it's a very strange process. But yeah, a lot of just kind of watching people and trying to tell what you see in an honest way, and you get it wrong 9 times and 1 time it feels true enough to sing in front of people.
And this one came from a conversation.
Yeah.
With another human being.
Yeah.
How about you, Chris?
I think songs come to me because I can't afford a therapist. so I really need to process things, and I have to get into my introvert mode, and songs kind of help me convey whatever I'm feeling. And if it comes across honest, I feel like I did it. The song's good enough, you know. It's hard to say if your song's good or not, you know. You know, I'm not sure how you measure that.
It can certainly come to the point where it feels right to you, though, right?
Exactly. If it feels honest, like Anna said, that's the most important part. Songs come to me sometimes like in layers. Like I'll have a verse that I'll change over and over and over again, and then, you know, 6 months down the line, then I'll forget about it, and then I'll open up my journal, and it'll be there, and then it comes together like right there on the spot.
Well, let's hear one of yours.
Grew up here in this small town, where the oak trees went for miles in the hills. And I'd spend all day till supper time, least in my mind. Time stood still. And the moments passed like a faded dream. My mother worked her fingers to the bone. When it's all you know, don't think about how hard it was for her to be alone. With my daddy gone, 5 miles to feed, all those bills to pay, that lonesome Christmas tree. I think I understand now that I'm grown. It's the memories you have, and it's love that makes a home. I probably grew up faster than I should, but who's to say I'm not the one who made the deal? Yeah, the days they pass like a hurricane, and the times they change, old wounds they often heal. With my daddy gone, roll up those sleeves, dry your eyes, cold hard ground to bleed. And I think I understand now that I'm grown. It's the memories you have, and it's love that makes a home. Here in the small town where the oak trees went for miles in the hills, and I'd spend all day till supper time, least in my mind time, oh that time stood still.
That's Chris Beeland on KCBX with Anna Tivol doing a little harmony in the background. And they're going to be performing on Wednesday, October 11th at the Gardens at the Guild in San Luis Obispo from 5:30 to 9:30. There's going to be a dinner that night, too, provided by the event's organizer. And that's Michael Brevitz. There will be all kinds of amazing food that night, including dishes for vegetarians and meat eaters. Everything from pho with rice noodles, oat-grilled tofu and mushrooms, all the way up to a local catch crusted with macadamia, fennel, pollen, and Thai basil, and some delicious desserts as well. And a portion of the proceeds will go to fund the beautiful community gardens at the new VA Community Housing. I'm Marisa. You're listening to KCBX. Just listening to the music of Anna Tivol and Chris Beeland. Chris, that song really kind of demonstrates what you just mentioned about songs being therapy, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have a deep, interesting history about your father. You sang about your father being gone, and mm-hmm. you recently found your dad.
Yeah, that's true. It's already been 5 years, I think, now. My dad was the guitar player for Ricky Nelson, and he was in Santa Maria, and my mom happened to go to this concert, and my dad was a guitar player, and it was kind of kept a hush. You know, I didn't know about this until I was 32 that they met and made me. But I grew up with my stepdad, but he, at 12 years old, him and my mom got a divorce, and so my mom was a single mom, and she worked really hard to put food on the table. And you don't really appreciate those things until you're older. You realize how much work went into that and sacrifice. So that song, I was just really thinking about my mom and how I don't really give her enough credit. I'm sure it was a pain in the butt, you know?
You both play solo quite frequently. That puts a demand on your guitar playing, I'm sure. Tell me what it's like to play as a solo singer-songwriter.
I really like it in a lot of ways. I think you're not making a big sound, and so on a good night, people will lean in, and you kind of are sharing a conversation a little more than a big band at a noisy bar. It's a wild thing, sort of, because you're singing this stuff, and you have no idea if you feel it so deeply and you love it, but you don't know if a room full of strangers are going to feel anything, And sometimes they don't feel a thing, and sometimes they do, and it's pretty magical. But yeah, it's very much like singing your diary on stage, and you just feel very naked and afraid in a good way.
Chris?
Everything what she said. It's a personal thing, but I try to just go into the music and not really pay attention too much of what people are, if they're leaning in and listening or not. Because if I do, I get distracted. I'll open my eyes and I'll see somebody just like he's looking like he's saying like I suck or something. But I really get surprised. It's when you believe in your song enough, there's people in all places. I've played in loud bars and somebody will come up to me and tell me that that song really spoke to them. And yeah.
Well, I'd like to go out and play something from each of your albums. Is there something from your album, Anna, that's really resonating for you?
Chris and I were talking about this one earlier. There's one called Dark Chandelier. It's the fourth one in on the new album. Mine's kind of the story of a guy named Tommy. It came out of, I just went down a wormhole one day of looking on the Occupy website. There's the page with everybody posted a picture of themselves holding up a piece of paper with their story on it. And you can click on each one and sort of read more about where they're coming from and why they're coming to that movement. And I just sort of spent hours and hours reading all these stories of people. And that song came out of that experience.
Okay, Dark Chandelier.
Tommy lies drunk on his own front lawn. At 3 a.m, his work shirt still on. And he curses the man, and he curses his boss. And a cloud rolls past, and the night grows dark. In 31 years on the factory floor, the grease and the motor, the 7 to 4, and the face of his daughter, no child anymore. Yeah, his wife and his mother, his life and his love. And the heat and the rise of a burning shame, the pride in the work and the years that he gave, just the flick of a pen, just a cold handshake. What's a man really worth at the end of the day? And Tommy stands and the rain starts to fall. He catches his step and he heads for the car, and he drives past the factory lights in the dark. Just a man out of work, just a man out of luck. The bar's all empty and the town asleep. He presses the pedal, he tears up the street to the edge of the town.
With his God, and he bargains with time. No
his breast, and he opens his eyes, and he struggles and says, "Don't take me tonight, I got work to do yet."
That's Dark Chandelier from Anna Tivell's new album, Small Believer. She's currently on tour and will be joining local singer-songwriter Chris Beeland at the Gardens at the Guild Hall on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo on Wednesday night, October 11th. Chris, what song do you want to go out on?
I think the song for my sister. She lives in New Orleans, and that's a song that I'd probably want to share.
Tell me about that one.
Well, when I met my dad, what came with it was a new family, and so my sister, she had a similar upbringing as me. Like, at 16 years old, she was on her own, and I was on my own at the same time. And she's amazing. She's one of those people that just survived some really hard times and has come out better for it. And I wrote this song just trying to encourage her, and as her new brother, to tell her that I love her. And it was a very personal thing to give somebody when you just met them. Like, I wrote this song for you. And she said it was the best gift anyone's ever given her, so that was encouraging. Yeah.
Chris Beeland on KCBX singing Sister Song from his album Chris Beeland and Harmony Live in Tumalo, Oregon. Chris Beeland and Anna Tivel will play on Wednesday, October 11th from 5:30 to 9:30. That's the entire event. It goes from 5:30 to 9:30. I don't think you guys are playing for 4 hours, right? But it includes a dinner presented by Chef Michael Brevitz. This is at the Gardens at the Guild on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo. The dinner is at 7 o'clock. And then sculptor David Satino Scott will be talking about his peace project. So it's dinner, music, and community building at the Gardens at the Guild, Wednesday, October 11th. And a portion of the proceeds will go to fund the beautiful community gardens at the new VA community housing. For details and tickets, go to tinyurl.com/biggertable. The name of the event is Building a Bigger Table. It's presented by Cooking Up a Storm. If you need to know more, you can contact Chef Michael Brevitz at brevitz@gmail.com. That's B-R-E-V-E-T-Z @gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having us.
It was good to be here. Thank you.
Anna Tivel and Chris Beeland.